individualism isn't really like the opposite of punctuated equilibrium, but both of those are mechanisms of, or both of those are Darwinian evolution. They're not really different types of evolution, I wouldn't say. Not exactly.
Right. So, like, when have we ever witnessed a form of punctuated equilibrium in terms of evolution? So, like, where you have a period of stasis followed by a rapid evolution followed by another period of stasis?
Well, you find the evidence for it in the fossil record. That's how we, if you want to investigate the history of life on Earth, that's your only option, is to do that. Now, you can look to genetics to find the relatedness, but you're not really going to see the history of evolution by looking at the genes. And you're certainly not going to see the history of evolution by looking at my cat. By looking at life as we currently see it on the planet today. You're not going to be able to see the history of life on this planet that way.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I definitely get that, because obviously, like, but like, I guess the issue falls in now. How old do you believe that the Earth is? Yourself, I mean, like, what is
billions of years? Billions.
Yeah, that's why. Right. It's like billions of years. So if it's billions of years, wouldn't there be, given this long period of time, shouldn't we be able to see fossil records that in every single intermediate stage of gradualism in terms of evolution?
No, because I mean, good Lord, how much of the ground do you think we've actually dug up? It's not that much. And the odds that something would become fossilized are really rare. I mean, you have to, the vast majority of fossils we find are in the ocean because the conditions favor it, because you can be buried rapidly. And there's a decent chance that your burial will like lack enough oxygen for microbes to just destroy you before your remains can form a cavity in there or whatever. But yeah, and then with deep time, I mean, the plate tectonics destroys and recycles huge amounts of the surface, or just buries it or lifts it up into places where it becomes sort of inaccessible, and erosion just strips away. I mean, fossils are made of rocks. Glaciers and rivers and whatever else take rock and pulverize it into dust and dump it into the ocean. I mean, the coolest fossil ever probably was eroded into dust a long time ago. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess a lot of the issue evolution falls into that. I can definitely grant evolution to a certain scale, but we do have a record of some fossils that can show some sort of evolution, but a lot of the claims, they are unsubstantiated in terms of, well, my opinion is, like, so, like, for example, I believe that you guys believe that a whale came from some sort of land animal, correct? Was it like not a mammoth, but some sort of other land animal turned into a whale? But now that claim comes because there's a certain bone in the whale that is, I believe, maybe it dates back to, like, maybe, like, I believe, like, a land animal having, like, a tail or, like, a backbone or something like that?
No, it's an ankle bone called a astralgus. The whale evolution is extremely, extremely well documented. It takes a while to unpack it. I did this pretty extensively in my book. I go over the whale fossils, but also the comparative anatomy and the genetics of it. I mean, in order to really get the sense of it, you'd kind of have to read the whole thing. I mean, I don't want to sit here and read my book, although I have done it a couple of times before. And also, I can't really show you the pictures all that well, but here, I can show you a couple things here. So sure. these are the hind limbs. I don't know what you can see. There you go. So you see those hind limbs, how they're just absolutely pathetically tiny. Now, they're tinier than you think, because they belong to that one on, not the one on top, but the one on bottom. It's called Dorudon. And it was, you know, it was massive. It was like killer whale sized-ish. So those obviously had absolutely nothing at all to do with locomotion. Here are the hind limbs on a Basilosaurus, which is the one on top, which was absolutely massive. But these have obviously nothing to do with locomotion, with moving around. But they look exactly like limbs used for that purpose. Now, today, whales still have remnants of those, but they're... Oh, God, sorry. I can't actually see.
No, you're good. I can see
those little bones there, but they don't look like limb bones anymore. They've completely lost that morphology or whatever. So what was proposed was if evolution is true, then and whales are mammals, then it means some group of land-dwelling mammals decided to go back into the ocean. And it all starts with, like, Indohyas and Pachycetus and, what's the other one? why can't I remember its name? Indohyas, Pachycetus, and Ambulocetus, right? So what we found is, this is that bone you're talking about. There are these, I don't know how well you'll be able to see this, but there are these notches in bones, and their articulations, which is just a fancy way of saying it's where one bone comes into contact with another.
Uh-huh.
And what are called ungulates, animals with hooves, for whatever reason, that part of the bone, there are two of those pulley things, whereas in most other mammals, there's only one. Well, it turns out that Ambulocetus, which definitely could walk on all fours. It had obviously a semi-aquatic lifestyle, but it could walk on all fours. Its foot bones have that same arrangement. But even when you get to... Now, I get it. I absolutely get how I can show you this picture, and you're like, that is not a whale. I get the sentiment. But nobody looks at these two pictures and thinks that those are anything but whales, right?
Right.
Well, it turns out that they still have these hind limb bones, and they have that same bony structure to them, that same astralgus bone. And there's lots of other things, too, particularly in the skull. So on top there, that's the Ambulocetus, the one on the other page that walked on all fours. And the bottom, that's the Basilosaurus, which is the gigantic one. So I don't know how well you can see, but if you look at their teeth, you see how the back teeth are like really crazy shaped and have those serrations, and the front ones are more like cone shaped?
Yeah, I see that, yeah. You mean like they're kind of notched in the back?
Yeah, so that's called heterodonty. It's just a fancy way of saying you have different types of teeth. And that's a distinctly mammalian characteristic. We have incisors, we have canines, we have premolars, bicuspids, tricuspids, right? Not every mammal has exactly the same kinds of teeth we have, but you get the picture. You know, Dimetrodon, the sail-backed thing? That name means two kinds of teeth. Don means tooth. So huge numbers of extinct animals are named after their teeth, because teeth preserve really well. Mastodon, Iguanodon, Dimetrodon, Smilodon. There's so many others. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anymore right now. But anyways, Ambulocetus, that thing that was walking on all fours, has that really clear heterodonty. It has cone-shaped teeth in the front, and then those crazy serrated teeth in the back. Basilosaurus, the giant thing that none of us would argue isn't a whale, also has that. But modern whales do not. Modern whales either have all their teeth are the same, and it's those front shaped teeth, like the peg or cone shaped teeth or whatever. And they've lost those other ones. So Basilosaurus is very, very, we can see the overlap from the Ambulocetus fossils, that bone in the foot. And obviously Basilosaurus wasn't using its feet for walking, but it has terrestrial foot bones that match terrestrial animals. And the teeth. But But it's very clearly a whale, and whales today don't have either of those features because they have evolved. And then the most crucial thing is we can confirm this with the genetics. So we see in the bone structure, only certain animals, the ungulates or whatever, the hoofed animals, have that type of anatomy, and the ancestors of whales have it. So if we test the DNA of whales today, their closest relative should be some ungulate, and it is. It turns out to be the hippo.
Okay. I mean, all right, so then, and then you believe that humans came from which form of, mammal, a monkey or a chimpanzee or?
No, not a chimpanzee. 7 million years ago, humans didn't exist, chimps didn't exist, but the thing we're both related to existed and then branched off, and then over millions of years, eventually one lineage became us, one lineage became them. We are very confident we know our immediate predecessor, Homo heidelbergensis, which also begat Neanderthals, the Homo heidelbergensis primate. And it looked very similar to a modern human. It would have been a little bit shorter. It would have had a little bit smaller brain.
What is that called again? What was it?
Homo heidelbergensis. Don't ask me how to spell it. I don't know.
Okay, Homo heidelbergensis.
Yeah. Okay. And then before that, there was Homo erectus. And then before that, we're not really sure which things are just cousins and which things are direct ancestors. Like Homo naledi is a really famous one, but Homo naledi is almost certainly absolutely not a direct human ancestor. It's a cousin of humans.
So I take it
a great, great, great cousin, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so I take it that you follow the you believe in Big Bang, so you're also like atheist as well.
I used to be a Christian, really follow, and but. I believed all these things back when I was a Christian. Well, I mean, like when I was a really little kid, I didn't know very much about them, so I wouldn't say I believed in them. But when I used to be a Christian, it didn't really offer me any resistance toward beliefs that I currently have, except for free will was probably the biggest one. I don't want to have a free will conversation because I've had tons lately, and they're not all that interesting to me.
No, I wasn't really here to argue. I kind of just wanted to get your takes on it. That's all I was like really asking. Right. Yeah, I'll let you bring. So also, yeah, someone sent the comment: Homo erectus is crazy. That is kind of a crazy one, but
gay boner. That's we started. I said in my Discord server a while ago, I was like, petition to officially have the name of Homo erectus changed to.
Bro, for real, dude. That's just
crazy. I'm in favor of it. It sounds awesome.
I mean, that's not kind of cool. But, all right, bro, I'll let you have someone else. What may take care.
All right, have a good one.